Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast with your host, Brian Hoffman. Bank Talent HQ, talent gathers here.
Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast. I am your host, Brian Hoffman. And today on the podcast, we want to welcome back Joe McLuff. Joe is with Grow Up Sales and one of our coaches on Bank Talent HQ. And we haven't had Joe on the podcast for a while, so welcome Joe back. Joe, one of the, you know, the big things we want to talk about is, and I know you have a heart for it, is coaching and just how important it is for someone to have a coach, whether you're the veteran on the organization or a rookie coming into camp. I think to Tom Brady and just winning a Super Bowl, and you know how baseball just started this week with spring training and the rookies showing up, how important it is, no matter what level you're at, important it is to have a coach. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, kind of your perspective on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Brian, thanks as always for inviting me onto the program. It's always a pleasure to share some insights. Coaching, I'm absolutely passionate about, as you said. A lot of people know me as a sales and service coach, and I've had tremendous success in banking. And I always say to people that if you want to achieve great success in banking, or if you really want to grow your bank, it's not about being really good at sales or great at service. It's not even, you know, about, you know, how you can better engage customers. If you want to create a better sales and service culture at your bank, the most important thing you need to do is first create a coaching culture. And so, yes, you know, you've obviously been to a lot of my presentations, Brian, and I share these sporting analogies. You know, whether you're, look, Tom Brady, you know, the veteran, the guru, the GOAT, as you may say, right, has just won his 7th Super Bowl. Now, Tom Brady earns a bucket load of money every year. He knows how to throw a football, but does he have a coach? Of course he does. So to win more Super Bowls, which I'm sure he wants to do, he needs to know how to throw that ball better, knows how to, you know, manage strategic plays on the field, and he has a coach to help him do it. Tiger Woods, and I know you're a fan, Brian, Tiger Woods is this extraordinary golfer, wants to win more majors. Will he or won't he? I don't know. But the key there is he has a coach. This guy knows how to swing a golf club. He knows how to hit a ball. This guy's a genius, but he has a coach. Now, when it comes to banking, one of the things we all need to do in order to grow our careers, especially if you're in a client-facing role, a customer-facing role, is know how to better engage a customer, how to have a better meeting with a customer. But how much coaching do we get on that? We hire people. We aim to hire experienced people, or we bring these, you know, junior people in. If we hire experienced people, we think, well, they know, they've got great experience meeting with customers. They don't need any more coaching. Of course they do. And then we hire these juniors, these new people, maybe straight out of college. And again, Bank Talent HQ can help you with all this type of stuff. Little plug. However, we give them product training and compliance training. Why aren't we coaching people's skills, behaviors, and beliefs? So for me, I learned over 25 years ago that coaching, whether it's personal development or attending team meetings, and we'll talk about that in a second, or whether it's actually developing your own coaching skills because you've become a leader, coaching is the key to success. And so no matter what your role is in the bank, having a coach or a mentor is going to absolutely help you achieve your, not only your bank goals, but your personal goals.
So Joe, how often do you think someone needs to be coached? Is it every day, every week? You know, kind of what's your strategy for that person?
So we're always learning on the job. And so there's a difference between, you know, people say, oh, there's a difference between coaching and training and all that type of stuff. So my view on that is there's a difference between on the job learning, so learning by experience, versus formal coaching. So to answer your question, I'm going to answer it from a formal coaching viewpoint. And so as a minimum, because I know there's a lot of bank leaders out there who say two things. One, I'm too busy to coach, or two, I don't know how to coach. I'm not the best coach. So you can solve that in this very simple way. I say to them very simply, if you're leading a team, you should absolutely be having team meetings at least twice a month. And we've all know about team meetings, right? You know, if it's just people talking about their pipeline or it's a whole bunch of housekeeping items or whatever it may be. Turn your team meetings into an exciting, energetic, enlightening coaching experience. So every one of your team meetings, and again, I encourage you at least twice a month, make sure you allow 15 to 20 minutes to coach your team on a topic, right? On a skill. So whether it's how to ask for more referrals, how to cross-sell to your clients, how to build better rapport and credibility, right? So that's one of the ways you can do it. The other way you can do it, or I would suggest in addition to that, you're going to meet with each of your staff members at least once a month on a one-on-one basis. Every team leader does it, right? You touch base with your individual staff member, whether it's meeting them weekly, it doesn't matter, but at least once a month, turn your one-on-one meeting into a coaching session. Don't talk about anything else except a particular skill or challenge that they're facing, and you provide formal coaching. So that's how you overcome the time issue. Well, we don't have time to coach. Well, just incorporate in your team meetings and just make one of your one-on-one meetings a formal coaching session. Secondly, I don't know how to coach, Joe. Yes, you do. You're a leader. You would not have gotten to that position if you weren't good at what you did. So all you do is you share experiences. So think of a particular skill that your team definitely needs to fine tune, no matter how experienced they are or how inexperienced they are. And then all you do is you tell stories around that skill. How do you ask for referrals? How do you make sure that you explore your clients' needs so you can cross-sell an opportunity for them, right? Or how do you overcome any challenges, you know, any objections that you may face, say around pricing, whatever. So you just share experiences. So formal coaching, I would suggest twice a month in your team meetings, just make it part of the team meeting, and at least once a month with your individual staff members.
And Joe, how important it is to have someone internally kind of manage that process or hire someone like you? You know, I think, you know, bringing in that outside expert in a lot of cases helps people to kind of bring that formal process. But how can you kind of differentiate and see both sides of it, I guess?
Yeah. Again, another great question, because the bottom line is good, consistent coaching will always be better than occasional great training. So yes, you bring in a coaching expert like me, I'll run a coaching session for you, whatever it may be, whether it's part of a conference, even if you engage me for say 3 or 4 sessions and people are going to go, great. Now this, you know, I am a formal coach. I need to be good at coaching. Great. But then what happens after that? And Brian, you and I talk about it all the time. People attend your amazing conferences at the IBA. And there's so much information, including the one conference where there's so much great information and advice. And then we all go back to our day jobs, right? And, you know, yes, there's some great handouts, but do we find the time? Do we prioritize to review that information? So this is what I do. First of all, I say any bank leader can create a coaching cadence. You actually, you know, at the risk of sounding like I'm doing myself out of job, you actually don't need an external coach. You can do this based on the cadence I just suggested, right? And if you go to conferences, leverage the information. Go to Bank Talent HQ. And by the way, folks, this isn't a plug. Bank Talent HQ have so many great articles and Ask the Coach blogs. You can just steal one of those for your coaching session, right? So you can implement your own coaching. And the value in an external coach is that they will help the leader fine-tune their coaching skills, right? Fine-tune the topic so you have some consistency, like consistent language, but certainly help them become more consistent in the way they coach. That is, they create this cadence. So sometimes it's just hard to start that cadence. A good coach comes along, will help you create it, and then will hold you accountable for making sure it's in place. But with any of my clients, I usually work with them for up to 6 months initially. And the aim, always, always the aim, is to make sure that I coach their leaders to take over once my 6 months engagement with them has finished.
We want to thank Joe for being on the podcast today. If you haven't had a chance, make sure you check out Joe's recent article and video on our blog on banktalenthq.com. We appreciate Joe and the insight he shares with our listeners and followers. We've had quite a few jobs posted to banktalenthq.com this week. If you haven't done so recently, make sure you're checking out all of the great openings that are available. If you're a bank and you're in the need of talent, we're still running our 40% off birthday special on a single 30-day job post by using the coupon code HAPPYBIRTHDAY4, all one word, capital letters, at checkout. This coupon is valid until March 31, 2021. As always, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram for all the latest news, blog posts, videos, and more. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, talent gathers here.